This is Making History on BBC Radio 4. When you think of the YMCA, you probably think of hostels, sporting facilities, or that classic song by the Village People. But what you probably don't realise, and we certainly didn't, is that during the First World War, the YMCA started a humble project that could now, with your help, become a valuable historical resource. Called Snapshots from the Home League, the idea was that photographers would visit the families of those fighting overseas, take their pictures, and then send them to the soldiers. Pat Williams from Southend knows all about the archive because it was her email with an incredible offer that alerted us to the material.
My aunt, Muriel Lawrence, was transferred up to Leicester during the war. She saw an advertisement in the Daily Mirror from the YMCA asking for people who would be willing to participate in their scheme called Snapshots. She was given films and the advertisements for people to come forward who wanted their photographs of the family to be sent out to the troops wherever they were stationed. In 1988, we were clearing out her flat and we found this album, which has all the letters that she wrote to the troops sending out the photographs of the family. And there are some wonderful responses from the men and women who were either prisoners of war or they were stationed abroad. I think some of this information could be very valuable and interesting to some organisation. And it would be a great joy to me to know that it would be appreciated for all the work that my auntie put into taking these photographs.
What a wonderful offer. Thanks, Pat. Well, Making History's Dilly Barlow went to meet Philippa Bassett, archivist at the University of Birmingham, which holds the YMCA collection.
You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby.
As far as we can tell, it was established midway through 1915, set up by the YMCA, who recruited an army of amateur photographers, and they arranged for photographs to be supplied to serving men of their families, sweethearts, and pets even, to sort of bridge the gap between home and where they were.
Why did they come up with this idea?
The YMCA were playing a major role during the First World War to provide comforts to the troops. And I think this is just one small element of the enormous range of emergency work they did to help the troops.
How exactly did it work?
What happened was the YMCA produced a form which was available to the men either on the front or in their army camps, their training camps, and even in local shops like chemists. They filled in one of these forms to request the photographs they wanted, and then the YMCA received those forms back and then distributed round the country to the relevant local amateur photographers.
Now, Philippa, we're sitting here in the special collections at the University of Birmingham in the main library, where you have two books or tomes of the collections from the YMCA weekly magazines.
The magazines provide extracts from letters which photographers received in recognition of the work that they were doing.
And there are some wonderful pictures here.
There's a lady with obviously a newborn baby, and you do wonder whether the man who received it ever got to see that newborn child.
Yes.
And you get them taken in their backyards, in their gardens, so it's not portrait photography. It's people in their own homes, so that the men would feel that they were back at home seeing their family. I mean, some of the letters talk about the children being prepared, having to have their hair cut and putting on their Sunday best.
And there's H. Pepiat wrote to the photographer, presumably, saying, "I hardly know how to thank you for the photo."
And sometimes you get responses from the photographers themselves explaining why they haven't been able to supply the images, the photographs that people were requesting.
Miss B, she had noticed that I was coming but gave no reply, so of course I took it for granted all was well. I had to hire a carriage as the address was a good 4 miles out of St. Albans. On arrival at the cottage, her mother saw me and shrieked out that her daughter was not going to be photographed at the young man's proposal, but at her own proposal, when she liked, where she liked, and she was quite able to pay for the photos if she wanted any. The girl was at her bedroom window and declined to see me.
Philippa, until recently I believe you had no record of any World War II snapshots until you are sent by Miss Jean Cook, who was one of those amateur photographers, an amazing album of her work.
She very carefully kept in an album the official forms that were completed by the servicemen requesting the photographs, copies of many of the photographs that she supplied, and also the letters of thanks that she received from these men. It's a tremendous personal record that supplements the official archives, and this is just real icing on the cake.
And would you like more?
Oh, absolutely. Perhaps there are people out there who don't have material, but, you know, have real memories of doing the work. It would be really interesting if we were able to find more.
Philippa Bassett with Making History's Dilly Barlow at the University of Birmingham. Now, if you think you have anything from the Snapshots programme that you'd like to give to a good home, as Pat Williams has done, then Philippa and her team in Birmingham would love to hear from you. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio4/makinghistory and you'll find her address and more information about the project. What's more, you can see some of those wonderful old photographs as well.